This is Arizona Trails, and I'm Eb Eberlein. Oh, dear listeners, I've been hiking someplace a little different for me these days. I've been hiking on the pavement around my Tucson neighborhood, which is the Palo Verde neighborhood. What a marvelous part of town I get to stay in when I'm here in Tucson. Oh, with places like the Loft Theater and, a half a dozen different ethnic African or Middle Eastern groceries within a half a mile of my place over by Catalina High School. And there's a great used books and grocery store nearby and all kinds of really good people. I mean, when I'm walking with Augie around the neighborhood, I run into folks that I know. And honestly, it's the third time I've lived in that neighborhood in about 40 years, and I sure like it there. So, that said, walking and hiking on city streets isn't all that bad if you're on the side streets. And I kind of recommend that for bicycle riding, too, instead of the main drags. But one of the things I've been noticing, and I mentioned the drought a couple weeks ago in terms of wildlife, is how this drought that we're in has affected trees. I see trees dying. Eucalyptus and Aleppo pines that are decades old, beautiful big old trees, and they are struggling, and some of them are dying. And dear listeners, they need water. Yes, it rained last week. So what? It barely wet the surface, and that water is long gone already. And about 3 weeks ago, it rained also. But just like this week, well, it was a quickie. It dampened the surface, but it did not get to the roots of these big old trees. So I'm asking you to be friendly to your neighbor. If you see a tree that's got a lot of brown on it, brown needles on a pine or brown leaves on a eucalyptus tree or any other kind of tree for that matter, since deciduous trees should have long since lost their leaves for the winter season, talk to your neighbor, volunteer to help them, and deep water some trees. It's not too late to save some of them if they get some attention. Because one of my favorite things to do when driving up Mount Lemmon Highway is to look down on our beautiful city of Tucson and see what a forest we have here. We are a well urban forested city. Let's keep it that way. So looking forward to seeing you, hopefully using some rainwater from the barrel to water some trees and hiking on the streets of Tucson. This has been Arizona Trails with Eb Eberlein.